Thank you. I'm so glad we heard the things that we did tonight. What precious reminders what a wonderful call to know Jesus like that. It's really true. There are so many lovely Christians, people that love the Lord. They've gotten saved, and they study the Word of God. But there's that gap, as our brother said. There's something missing. I felt that in my heart as a young person. Many people feel that. I don't know what's wrong, Lord. I love you, and you're my Savior, and I've given my life to you. But there's still this lack of satisfaction. And then we find that that comes only by knowing Jesus and an intimate relationship with him. And we can only find him like that as we learn to wait upon God. And we've been very privileged to hear these things in camp and in our fellowship churches in Taiwan. You're surprised because not everybody hears these things. And that's a message that God wants to get to many others. And we believe that that's one reason why he sends people to camp, so that they can come in contact with that emphasis to know Jesus personally, to be a lover of Jesus, and to learn to spend time alone with him every day, feeding upon the bread of life. And when God finds someone that's hungry for him like that, he will lead that person into a life of abiding in Christ. And these are precious lessons that the Holy Spirit teaches us. They're in the Word of God. We don't always see them until he opens it up to us. And then we find what our soul has been so hungry and thirsty for. And the more you have of Jesus, the more hungry you become for him. That hunger doesn't go away. It just gets stronger, and we want more of Christ, more of Christ. And the wonderful thing is we can have as much of him as we desire. And so if you have a great hunger for Jesus, then you can expect a great portion of Jesus to come to you. I'd like to sing that song, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. But Brother Paul, can we sing it to that melody that is not in the book, but that I learned at camp? I don't know where you find that, but I think you know it by heart. Praise God. Jesus, Lover of My Soul, that number is, that's number 333. That's easy. 333. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly while the nearer waters roll, while the tempest still is high. I may bow my Savior hide till the storm of life is past, safe into stills.
righteousness, false and full of sin I am, thou art full of truth and grace. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin.
God, thou of life, the fountain art. Oh, a fountain that never stops flowing, never runs dry. Oh, spring up within my heart, rise to all eternity. Oh, we're going to be drinking at that fountain throughout eternity. Oh, how precious. Oh, how precious our Jesus is. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we want to know you. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Only you can truly satisfy. Not Christianity, not the Bible, not good teaching. Nothing but Jesus himself can satisfy the longing of my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. As our brother was speaking, I thought of Psalm 27, where David says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And then he goes on and he says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Praise God. To behold the beauty of the Lord. God wants to open our eyes to see how beautiful Jesus is. And when you get a sight of him, that you come under his spell, as it were. There's an attraction that spoils you for everything else. Nothing else satisfies any longer. The world loses its attraction. And Jesus Christ, his glory, just draws you ever closer to himself. Praise God. I often pray that when people come to our church, that's one thing the Holy Spirit will do for them when they come to camp, that they'll get a sight of the beauty of Jesus such as they've never seen before. When I came to camp as a young Christian, I was baptized, I was filled with the Holy Spirit, but when I came to camp, God opened my eyes. I saw how greatly Jesus desired me and how precious he was. And God did something in my heart to get me to seeking Jesus in the way that we've heard tonight. And I don't think I've done very well with it. But, God put something very real there, and I can't get away from it. And nothing else satisfies. I love the Bible. I love to read the Bible, but the Bible doesn't satisfy me unless it brings me to Jesus. I love to pray, but spending time in prayer doesn't satisfy unless it brings me into the presence of God. He's our goal all the time. That's what it was meant to be. Jesus is our goal. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Praise God. And then there's one other verse which our brother read to us already from Psalm 63. And these go together too. And we'll close very shortly so we can spend time doing what we've heard. He says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. That means early in the morning. That means early in life. Praise God. Learn to seek Jesus while you're young and seek him all your life. Praise God. My soul thirsts for thee. We heard about that. Thirsty for Jesus. My flesh longs for thee, hungering for Jesus. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, There's nothing in this world, in this life, that can quench that thirst and satisfy that hunger. I live in a wilderness here on earth. But there's a fountain in Jesus that God is opening to me. I'm hungering and thirsting to see thy power and thy glory, just as I've seen you in the sanctuary. I like that. Our brother talked about we don't seek power, and that's true. We seek the power of his presence. We seek the presence of Jesus, and it's by seeking his presence that God will give us the power that we need to live for him and do his will. You don't want to separate power from Jesus or Jesus from power. Some people have gotten off track and they become fanatical because they've sought power, power, power. And they didn't seek the power of Jesus, of his presence. God doesn't give us his power. He comes to be powerful in us. And that's always the right way to seek the Lord. And so he talks about his power and his glory. Now, how do you describe glory? That has something to do with the presence of God. That has something to do with the essence of who God is, to get to know him, to get to experience him, as we heard again tonight, that Jesus reveals himself to us. And so these were the three things that David was hungry for. I want to see your beauty, Lord. Oh, Jesus, show me how beautiful you are. Cause me to lose interest in every other thing and let Jesus outshine them all. And then, Lord, fill me with the power of your presence. I need power to live for you. I need power to please you. And, oh God, fill me with your glory. Lord, come to me. Unite me to yourself. Reveal yourself to me, Lord. Fill me with the presence of God. Let the temple be filled with his glory. Praise God. And so it hasn't changed. God wants to do that for us today in our day. But he doesn't do that just for anybody. You have to be hungry for him. You have to spend time with him. You have to go after him. I pray that as every one of us go home, some will go home tomorrow, others are staying on and will go home somewhere along the way, except Brother Tom and Sister Mary. This is their home. But meetings will be over. And I pray that God will put such a hunger in our hearts for Jesus that when we get back home, it'll be different. We'll spend more time with Jesus, alone with him. We'll look for Jesus in the Word as we read the Scriptures. God, reveal Jesus to me. And we'll just tell Jesus how much we love him and want to know him, and we'll learn to walk closely with him. I told you that when I was a teenager and I left Pilgrim Camp, I felt a longing, a sadness, a homesickness for Jesus. I wanted to experience Jesus at home the way I was feeling him at camp and experiencing him at camp. And I felt like I lost it, like I left it behind. I left him behind. And so I was so hungry and thirsty for Jesus that I would just slip away during the day. My parents didn't know where I was. But I just had to get alone, had to get alone. Oh, I had to pray, Jesus, come to me. I can't live at camp all the time, but I have to go to work. I have to go to school. And can I have you now, here, like I met you there? Or is that just a once-in-a-year thing that I can look forward to? And the Lord seemed to show me, Kenny, I gave you an experience at camp. I wanted you to taste something that you've never tasted before. How good God is, and how sweet is his presence. And you're not ready just yet to have that experience all the time. But that's why I made you hungry, so that you'll seek me. And as you seek me, I will work in you and enable you to come into that relationship and to learn to abide there and to have Jesus with you all the time. And that's what David said. I meet God in the sanctuary, but I'm living in a dry and thirsty land. I want, just the way I met him there, I want to have him here. And that's God's way of telling us that that's what he wants. He doesn't want to just bless you at camp or just in your church, just in your gatherings, but he wants to be with you all the time. He wants you to keep in touch with him. He wants you to walk in fellowship with him all the time. Praise God. And he knows how to produce it. He just needs your cooperation. And you know, the wonderful thing about God is he'll even help us cooperate. You know, he never just puts it on you. He'll help you to do what you're supposed to do if you trust him, so that he can do what he longs to do. He wants this fellowship more than you do. He longs for you more than you could ever long for him. We're going to sing one more song. But I told one time I was praying for someone at the altar, and the Lord put a prayer in my heart, or a word. I said, that longing that you feel for Jesus is just a taste of how greatly he's longing for you. That's why you have that longing, because somehow you've opened up a little bit and God has been able to show you how much he wants you. And you think that that's your longing for Jesus, but that's just a taste of his longing for you. And that God would give every one of us a taste like that. Let's sing that song, Take Time to Be Holy. And then we will do that. We'll take time to wait on him as you're able. Oh, it's been a wonderful meeting tonight with him, the things we've heard. Oh, they're so true and essential. Let's find that page. Did someone find it for me? 382, yes. Now, somebody changed the words to take time to behold him, and that works too. Doesn't mean that we're not holy all the time, but to nurture that work of holiness in our life by seeing Jesus. Come, let's sing.
Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children.
I'd like to ask our brother Paul if he would pray for our brother David and his wife Rachel and the ministry that God has given to them there in California, especially for the Saturday morning group of people that are hungering for Jesus, that God will meet them. And then we'll sing the last verse, and then I'll ask our Pastor Joey Waldfogel to pray with us in closing, okay? Okay, Brother Paul, please.
Lord, we thank you for David and Rachel's lives, and you have led him and led them. And we pray, O God, that you will continue to use them for your glory.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for what we heard tonight, not only his personal testimony, but what you want from each one of us to grow as closer to yourself. But we pray for this ministry, Lord, and it's on his heart for that church. We pray that you would manifest yourself through his word and through your word and bring that congregation closer to you in a closer relationship with you. Do the same for our brother, Lord. Draw him even closer to yourself. Fill him with your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Give him the words to speak and give him the things that you would have him relay through this congregation, Lord. The bottom line is that it's your Spirit that will work through the Word and through his ministry. And we pray that you would accomplish all that you have in mind for him and for Rachel. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. Praise God. So let's sing that last verse, and then Brother Joey will pray with us.
Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit, of love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, we do thank you for that reminder tonight, that call to just get closer to you, to look to you, our Master, our King. Lord, I know in my own life, and maybe the rest of us can testify to this as well, that at times we run after other things, things that entice us and take us away from you. But Lord, we ask that you'd help us to run after you and you alone.
Yes, Lord.
That you would be first.
Yes, Lord.
As we read in Colossians there, first, that you would be preeminent in all things.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, that we would seek you. So many times I see it all around that there are things that are seemingly godly. Things, as we heard even tonight, the ministry and many other things that, if we're not careful, they can supplant you.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Lord, I thank you again for this reminder to seek you first, to take the time that we have, to use the time wisely, as we heard in the morning or as times present themselves throughout the day, to remain in your presence. We read, in your presence we find fullness of joy. We find rest for our souls. We find life and peace, and we find health. We find nourishment. We find all that we need. Lord, give us that wisdom to see that. Give us that revelation, a greater sight of yourself, that you truly do satisfy. These other things, they seem to satisfy, maybe for a time, but you alone bring everlasting satisfaction. Lord, we pray that you would continue to draw us and take, that we would take what we've heard tonight, and for those who are leaving tomorrow, to take what they've heard in these days and to and make that part of their lives and to build upon it as you lead. We thank you that you are the lover of our souls, and you love us with an everlasting love. You don't give up on us, but you continue to call us, to woo us to yourself. So we thank you for that, that you are always abounding in love, slow to anger, abounding in love, rich in mercy and compassion.
Yes.
Lord, that throne is flowing still today, and we can come, even now, as we change the service, to come into your presence, to come boldly, to seek you. You say if we seek you with our whole hearts, we will find you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you said that, not me. You said that.
Amen.
So we thank you for that.
Yes.
And we believe, even now, as we seek your face, and in the days to come, that you will meet us where we are, and you draw us more closer to that precious bleeding side, the that we sing about, we think about. We thank you again, Lord, and we give you all the glory, all the praise for the work that you're doing. Lord, I just want to remember again tonight the young people.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Do a work tonight. Do a
yes,
work
Lord.
Tonight.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We pray the Lord again tonight as they are undoubtedly seeking your face together, hearing from your word, where the seeds are being planted and people are, young people are responding tonight, Lord.
Get your will done in everyone.
I pray that they would have an encounter with you, that your presence would fill that place.
Yes, Lord.
That those truths that they've heard about would become real. It would become precious. They would replace every other desire, that these things would be cemented into their hearts. Lord, I just pray that you would do a work up there, that your Holy Spirit would fall upon that place as they seek you.
Yes, Lord.
In such a way, oh God,
yes,
that they would hunger and thirst for you as never before.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and that they would take you with them and use them for your glory. Lord, I know you have been doing a work among them. I hear it from different ones I've spoken to. Lord, I just pray that tonight would be a precious time, a memorable time, a time where they can look back and say, there was that night I committed my life to you and I never looked back.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for it. And we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. It's so been so good. Now let's just to spend time with the Lord. Stay as long as the Lord keeps you here. When you need to go and rest, go and sleep sound in Jesus, I like to tell the people. Praise God. Amen. God bless you.
after Transfiguration, they saw Moses and Elijah. Well, that must have been fascinating. Then God spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And when they opened their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only.